Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you will hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. Do you fear failing so you don't take that chance? Have you ever had this burning desire to do or to start something, but yet you do absolutely nothing because you don't want to fail? Have you ever tried other things or selling something or doing something and it just didn't work out? Are you filled with these ideas of what you want to do for a dream job, but yet you don't even move forward with that dream because you feel it may not work out? If any of this sounds familiar, girl, I feel you. I have felt this more times than I care to admit, but with each thing that I tried and didn't succeed, I knew that I learned and I grew. My vision, actually, what God's vision had for me, became really clear with each thing. It became more detailed. If I wouldn't have done any of the things that I thought were quote unquote failures, I wouldn't be here today following my current dream. The dream that I think that has been building on top of all those other dreams. The dream just gets more and more detailed as I go. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story, or what I saw as failures then, but now when I look back, know that they were not failures at all. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I have done many things. I have done direct sales, I've done Paper Chef, I did Color Street, I have done, and I still do Plexus, because I don't call those my dreams. I really do like all of those products, and I used all of the products. So when I did Pampered Chef, or currently when I'm drinking my Plexus, I love the products, and I want other people to love the products too, so that's why I share them. But I wouldn't call selling those things my dream or my passion. Now, maybe God could use those in the future if He changes or wants me to go in that direction. But right now, those are just my passions that I like to tell people about. And I believe in the products. And I've always said I could never sell anything unless I believed in it. And I do believe in those. But the big dream that God has for me, those were just stepping stones of learning different things. Maybe it was learning how to talk in front of people, or learning how to do something on the computer, or just stepping out of my comfort zone that God used those things to get me to where I am today. But my dream and my passion is to help women. Yes, I like to help women heal their guts with Plexus, or I like to help women love to cook with the Pampered Chef tools when I sold Pampered Chef. But when I talk about what I feel God has called me to do, I'm referring to my coaching. It all started, you know, like I said, with those other things, but it started with being a fitness instructor too, because that led me to coaching other women with their health journeys, which I still love to do. I talk to people all the time about their health journeys, and I do coach people with their health journeys. But the reason why those things led for me to get certified as a life coach was because I know you can have all the right things in place. I could tell you everything to eat, when to eat it, the order to eat it. I could give you all those details. I could write out a workout plan for you. And I was doing this with ladies along the way over the years. But what I found and what was proven is if you don't have your mind right, nothing that you do is going to sustain and be a permanent fix, because your relationship with food isn't fixed. your reason for why you're overeating isn't fixed, because your mindset is where it needs to start. And those other things are great to have in your tool belt. They're great to put into place. But unless you have your headspace right, those things are not going to be long term. So during the time that I was talking with my life coach, I was meeting with her, and we were personally working together trying to figure out why my coaching business, when it was geared around health and wellness, wasn't really growing. Yes, I had a lot of connections, but I just wasn't seeing a lot of growth, and just trying to figure out why I felt a little bit stuck. So I didn't go into the life coaching thinking I'm feeling stuck, because sometimes you're stuck and you don't know that you're stuck. And so while I was talking with her about the business, that's the main reason I started working with her, was for a business coach, life coach, but in the business realm, and trying to uncover why I wasn't seeing huge growth in my coaching business. I had my mind blown, y'all, blown. I thought my headspace was doing pretty good. I didn't think it was perfect, but I knew, you know, I can improve some. But oh my goodness, oh my goodness. We uncovered huge blocks that were standing in my way that I didn't even see. And she helped me uncover those, because I really had to dig deep and uncover what I felt God was calling me to do. I was comfortable, and I still am comfortable, in the nutrition and health space. I've loved it. It has been such a valuable thing in my life for the last 14 years. But I kind of kept digging my heels in, thinking that's exactly where God wanted me to be. And I wasn't opening the picture in my mind to do anything but health and wellness. I had my nutrition vault. I did fitness classes. And I wanted to help women overcome. But I never thought that my past could be what God's going to use to help women overcome. But time and time and time again, he kept pointing me to, I don't want to call it general life coaching, but kind of general life coaching, where it was more on helping women where they are and trying to get them to where they want to go with their mindset, their confidence, and setting boundaries. This could be applied to food. This could be applied to exercise. This can be applied to life. But until you get the headspace right, those other things are going to struggle. So in talking with her, and we kept uncovering things, like I said, I was just absolutely blown away. I look back and I'm like, I would have never dreamed that I would be pursuing a life coaching career. I always told myself that I was like, you know, that's not for me, because that I'm too old to learn how to do that. That seems way bigger than me. And sometimes when we tell ourselves those things, we start believing those things. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. And yet we're believing the lie that we're too old or it's too much. So, like I said, after being in the health and wellness space for probably 14 years or so, when I was raising my girls, it fit perfectly in my life. I was able to be a stay-at-home mom, and then I would go teach fitness classes. They would go with me. And then as they grew older, I was still able to fit that in my life until I had to, you know, be that single mom and having to work full-time and bring in the money. So when I felt like God was calling me to do just general life coaching, I asked myself, why would I switch to something totally new? Like, I'm in my late 40s, y'all. And I remember like feeling like, God, really? Now you want to switch me? I feel like he has pruned me and stretched me over all these years with everything that I've walked through. And now, really, I'm going to do something in my 40s? But God's timing is not like our timing, that's for sure. So as time went on, the changes that I had seen in myself and in my own journey were coming to light. And Shauna, which was my life coach, she heard my story and my testimony of how God turned me from broken, like a totally broken woman, to a very strong woman that would no longer be a doormat for a man. A strong woman that didn't feel guilty when I would set boundaries, because I knew it was okay. It's okay to take care of your feelings. she was here seeing and hearing a confident woman from the inside out. All these things that God was saying, like, I brought you through this, I brought you through that, you know, the failed marriages, the insecurity, the boundaryless, the, you know, feeling like I wasn't worthy. He brought me through all those things. And now those things he gets to use and help me with other women, or help me help other women. He's using me. I'm just a tool. I'm just a vessel. But he's going to help me help these other women because I have been there. And sometimes it's just easy to relate to someone if they've been there. So I don't know if you're listening right now and you're like, okay, I can relate to her because A, I have failed marriages, or I've been abused, or I used to not know how to set boundaries. Or maybe you struggle with boundaries right now. You're like, I wish I would knew how to set boundaries like that. The more you do it, the easier it's going to be, but you have to have your mind in the right spot. You have to know that you are worthy of setting that boundary, and it's okay if people don't like your boundaries. It's okay because they're your boundaries. You might not like their boundaries, but in your lane, this is going to be healthy for you. Well, when this was all happening and I was having all these aha moments, I remember crying, because I felt like it was all starting to kind of like, oh, here's the puzzle pieces. And they're all starting to fit together. If you've ever done a puzzle, sometimes I like to do the outside edges first. But then it takes a lot of patience for me to do puzzles. But when you get toward the end and all these puzzle pieces are starting to fit together and it starts making a picture, you're like, oh, it was worth it all. But during the process, it might have been a little annoying trying to find the pieces to go on the outside of the puzzle. And that's how our life is. During the storms, we don't necessarily see God working. But man, when those storms pass, he reveals all that he has done. And I wish you could see my hands. I'm kind of taking my hands up by my ears, by the top of my head, like mind blown. Because that's what we do when we look back and we're like, oh my goodness, look what God has done. That's exactly what he was doing to me and has been doing to me. So here I am, I'm obeying him. During that time when we first started talking about it, you know, she told me that she was a life coach instructor. And I remember thinking, you know, I am taking this step in faith and I am going to pay and I'm going to become a certified life coach. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means in my quote unquote career or what it means in my life. But I had no idea what was going to happen. I just knew that I was hearing and feeling that God was telling me to do it. So I did it. I think it was 10 or 12 weeks. And God showed me even more. He confirmed in my soul that this was the pruning that he was doing me for all along. Now, I wanted to shout it from the absolute rooftops that, hey, I'm a life coach now. I'm going to be able to help you in so many ways because now I have even more tools to help you. And it all clicked in my mind. That's exactly what all the ladies are needing when you're looking to lose weight or get healthy or start your health journey. You need mindset. If you want to set boundaries and maintain boundaries, it starts with your mindset. If you want to walk in the confidence that you should be walking in because that's who God created you to be, it starts with our mindset. So all these things were starting to come together and I was so excited. So then, of course, I'm like, okay, the doors, as soon as I announce that I'm a life coach, my doors are going to be knocked in because everybody's going to want to know what I'm hearing and what I know and I'm sharing, and they're going to be so excited to share it themselves. But that didn't happen. But the ladies that came to me and trusted me with their journeys and are still trusting me with their journeys, they have told me how amazing it is. Not because of me. It's not me. God's working through me. Again, I'm just a vessel. But they have told me how amazing it has been. The same thing that I was saying when I would work with Shauna. I'm like, oh my goodness, my mind is blown. By the way, if you're listening and you're a client of mine, I am so proud of you. Each and everyone that has worked with me, they have put in the work. It is not me telling them what to do. That is not how it works with life coaching. You discover these things and then you have to do the work, but it's so worth it. Trust me. But I see so much growth and changing in them. It's like a complete turnaround and I love it. I have had days when I've questioned God, like, why did you call me to do this if you knew working full-time and growing a business would be so hard? Time management is hard. You know, trying to balance, that's a balancing act of, you know, work for, you know, your job, work because it's something you're passionate about and you want to do a, make it more your full-time job or your career, that balancing act before you get to that. And I'm a new wife and I'm living in a different city. So you have to have that balancing act of balancing like your work and life. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand. We're like, okay, well, if God's calling me to do this, why isn't it just like snapping my fingers and it happening? He doesn't answer like that. Because again, just like at the beginning when he started healing me way back then, he didn't get me from there to here instantly. He had me go through that process. He has me grow in the fire. I have to take that first step and he's going to do the rest. But I have to keep taking one step at a time. So because he hasn't taken this fire and this passion away from me, I know that I'm walking in the path. And that's how you know, because you will have peace around what you're doing. If you have friction about what you're doing, most likely God's trying to give you an answer. If you have peace, like, this is it. I don't know what the end looks like. I just know that I have to be faithful and I have to go forward on my journey. And you're peaceful about it, then you know you're walking in what God's having you walk through. So just keep walking. So in this process, after I became a life coach, and then I've been doing this, you know, life coaching for probably, I want to say it's close to a year now, but it might be less than a year, it might be 8 months or so. My life coach, God was speaking to her about starting this program for like a group coaching program. It's called the Unique Calling Mentorship. And I remember talking to her about this and she would tell me everything that she was like the vision that God was placing on her heart. And I'm like, this is going to be amazing. Then one day she approached me and asked me if I would like to be on her team of coaches. And first of all, I was again blown away. I was like, is this where God's taking me? Is he want me to do this more on my own? What is he doing? And then I'm like, you know what? It sounds so amazing. Yes, I cannot wait to be part of it. I prayed about it and the confirmations kept coming with just, you know, God will put a scripture that comes across your Facebook feed or a Pinterest quote or something like that. Those, I don't believe in like coincidences. I think God's doing that to kind of give you those, okay, keep walking, keep walking. And sometimes when you just have to keep walking without knowing when the sidewalk's going to turn or end, it's a little scary, but you still keep walking. And you know what? Maybe with me talking today, you're listening and you're like, yes, I know God is calling me to do this. I feel at peace. Maybe it's to be a stay-at-home mom. Maybe it's to write your blog. Maybe it's to become a coach yourself. Maybe he's called you just to be that light in the workplace and to grow in your career at your job. I don't know what he's called you to do. And you're the only one that knows if you have that peace. But he does have a purpose for you. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. He wants all of his children to thrive. He doesn't want us just to go through life and survive. Just like when you look at your kids, you want them to be so excited about what they're doing and thriving and successful. You don't want them just to wake up and be like, okay, check, we had another day, right? And that's how God is with us. He wants us to be just happy with life and just thriving and always trying to be a better person each and every day. I don't know what the future holds for me and my coaching business, but I do know that I'm going to keep walking this path. Will it ever be a full-time coaching business? I have no idea. I love my job. I call it my job, which is funny because I don't really know why I started calling it that, but I do because I feel like that's my job and I enjoy my job. And coaching is more like my passion. So, and they do kind of cross a little bit. So, but I don't know what my future holds with this. I just know that even me sharing on this podcast, I feel like it's God telling me, keep sharing, keep sharing, keep sharing. But I know that I want to continue helping ladies just like you. You're listening and you're like, oh, I can so relate to her. I want to keep doing this, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to do it. Any way that you feel like God's calling you to do something, even if you don't have all the answers, I want you to just show up and be that willing vessel. So I'm going to switch it a little bit, and I'm going to talk about you right now. Do you have something that's burning in your heart? Burning that you just cannot shake it. You think about it all the time. It's like it just will not leave your mind. You have something in there, but yet you have this fear that you might fail. If you've heard my story, just today's story, you can bet I have been there. If you've listened to other episodes, you know that I've been there. Some days I have the same thoughts of failing at this life coaching too. Am I hearing God right? You question it, but at the same time, we have to keep walking step by step. That's why I always do and teach the four-step method. The four-step method is on my other podcast, but in short, you talk to yourself in the third person. So you put your name in front of what your fears or your doubts are. Secondly, you talk to yourself as if you're talking to your daughter or your best friend who's asking for advice. Then you think that negative thought and come up with a positive thought, and then you come up with three things that confirm that positive thought that could be true. And then lastly, you believe it and you walk in it and you do it over and over and over. It's not just today I'm going to decide to do it and I don't have to think about it again. Every single day, that burning that's in your heart comes up and that fear comes up at the same time. You walk through that four-step method. Maybe you're listening and you just don't have a burning desire, but you feel like you're just stuck in life. You're stuck in that hamster wheel of doubts and fears and negative self-talk. And maybe it's about your weight or about your health, or maybe it's about your marriage, but it's a constant negative self-talk. Maybe you're in a relationship and it's kind of a little rough road. And instead of trying to fix it, you have that thought of it's never going to work. This is going to end. That negative thinking about the relationship. It's going to happen to all of us. We're going to have those. But girlfriend, I want you to hear me. You are not alone. I promise you that you are not alone. And if you feel alone, I want you just to push play on this again and listen, because you're not alone. I've been there. Other ones have been there. But we have the tools and the methods to overcome, but it's not a one and done overcome. It's almost like you should call it overcoming, because we should always be better than the day before. We're constantly improving ourselves in our walk with Christ. So if you would like to work with me, I have three ways that you can work with me, and I invite you to come and sit at the table with us in all of these ways, because we're all in this together. So I'm going to tell you those three ways. So the first way that you can come and work with me is you can kind of test the waters and see who I am behind the scenes. Because if you're listening and you don't personally know me, you're just listening to me. You're hearing my voice, but you don't really know who I am outside of this podcast. The Facebook would be a great place to start. I have a Facebook community, and I am changing it a little bit because I really want it to be not just a community. I want it to be a connection place where you can make other friends. I don't want it to be a surface connection. I want this community to be a place where we can give deeper connections with each other, deeper friendships, a place where you can make friends, have fun, learn, and grow together, because we're all on this journey of life together. Again, you're never alone. The world wants us to feel that way, and Satan wants us to feel defeated, alone, and unworthy. But God tells us differently in His scriptures. And when two or three are gathered together, it's power. And that's what I want this Facebook group to be. So that's a free version of how you can work with me. And again, it could be like testing the waters and see who I am. The second way that you can work with me is in my group coaching. It's semi one-on-one, especially right now because we're just growing it. So right now you kind of get one-on-one because it's a small mentorship right now, but we're growing it because we just developed it. This is a place where you're going to get training modules, you're going to have all the workshops that I give you, you're going to have workbooks, Plus, you get a team of other coaches that's going to be specialized in other areas that you can get laser coaching from. They're going to be contributing their workshops and their workbooks. All of this you'll get access to. And it's all going to be one price. It's not you get a price for me and then you have to pay for someone else. Everything is included in this mentorship. It's like, it's amazing. I mean, I'm not just saying it because I'm part of it. It's amazing. So, and the third way that you can work with me is that you can work with me one-on-one. This is where we dig really deep into your specific needs, dreams, and goals. So we will work closely together via Voxer daily coaching, and then you'll get a one-on-one Zoom call with me each week. And again, you're going to get workbooks, but these are going to be specifically for your needs. So we will work very closely together. So that's the third way. So there's three ways. There's a free way, and then there's a group way, and then a one-on-one way. I would love to have you join all of the ways, but whichever one works for you. And I know it's hard to commit to something when you really don't understand and know the person on the other end. So that's why I like to always offer a discovery call. It is not intimidating. It is a no-pressure way to get to know me. And you can kind of hear where I'm coming from. We can meet face-to-face, or we could do it on the phone, or we could do it in a Instagram inbox. It's really very low pressure, but it's a good way for us to meet. And I would love this opportunity to meet with you. And I know some people are like, I hate Zoom. I hear you. But at the same time, if you don't want to do Zoom, like I said, you could do Instagram or Facebook chat, whichever works better for you. So in short, today I talked about one of the four main areas that I feel women get stuck, and that's fear of failure. If you listened today and shook your head yes a lot, I understand. I've been there. This is one of the biggest things that I feel hold us back. That's why Satan uses it so much. If he can get our thoughts and convince us that we will fail and keep believing that, look how many chances we'd be missing ministering to someone, helping someone else for God's glory. Satan uses the things that he knows he can make more of an impact. Sadly, it's ourselves. It's our minds. We are the ones that can choose to speak to ourselves with doubt, fear, and negativity. And so next week, I am going to be covering the second thing that I think is the biggest thing, which is how we talk to ourselves and talking negative to ourselves. So listen next week and tune into that one, because that's going to be really good too. So if you have a fear of failure and you talk negatively to yourself, you're definitely going to want to listen to that. Little funny side note, I was talking to a lady the other day and she was telling me, you know, she took the quiz. If you haven't taken my quiz, it's in the show notes. You can take the quiz. It will help you discover where you're stuck. And so there's four main areas. There's a fear of failure. There's unsure of your purpose. There's speaking negatively about yourself. And oh my goodness, I just lost it. It went out of my head, y'all. Oh my goodness. Okay, so for a moment, I had like a brain lapse. It is fear of failures, overwhelm, unsure of your purpose, and negative self-talking. So those are the four main areas that I feel kind of, there's other areas that can keep us stuck, but those are the four main areas that I feel keep us stuck. So I was talking to her about that, and she took the quiz, and hers was overwhelm. And she said, all of them kind of apply to me, because I don't have a fear of failure because I'm too overwhelmed to feel that fear of failure. And it's not funny, but it was kind of funny because we can all relate to that. Like, okay, I'm all of those. So anyway, I just thought I would share that with you, that that's coming up next week. So be sure to tune in. And if you want to pivot your thinking and change where you are to where you want to be, you have to sometimes just do it afraid. You in the doing it afraid is going to influence someone else, because we're all people watchers. I don't know anyone that goes to an event or sits in the mall and doesn't people watch. I mean, you sit on the bench in the mall while you're waiting, or your feet are so hurting from shopping and you just sit there and you people watch. I mean, look how many people, especially famous people, can wear something that's really not that pretty, and all of a sudden it becomes a huge fashion statement. Why is that? Because we're all watching each other. So what are others seeing when they watch you? What are others seeing when they watch me? We need to think about that. they could be seeing us stepping out on our faith and doing something that we're doing afraid. They could be seeing us do something that we're really good at that brings a huge smile to our face. They also could be seeing someone hiding in the shadows, looking sad or miserable. Ladies, it is time for you to grab your hot pink heels or pink sneakers, whatever your favorite colors is, and I want you to walk in confidence, knowing that you are stepping into who God says you are. Anyway, so you know I always like to leave you with a little quote or something to think about, so I want you to think about this quote. Don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid of never trying, because failure is the stepping stone to the greater plans that God has for you today. So if you've enjoyed today, head on over to my free Facebook group. You can find it in the show notes, or you can go to wellnesswithfaith.com/community and learn about it. And then in that group, we are going to be learning to walk in our confidence and step into who God says we are. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There is a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.